This book is not about Steve Jobs. Instead, it is about the people who work with him. So Steve Jobs is considered as the most productive narcissist. So this is not about the narcissistic healing. It's about the people who are affected by them, the people who struggle and suffer because of the narcissism, and how to deal with them, how to manage and having that such relationship. So something like narcissist management is something like we are entering a tunnel. So when we enter the tunnel, we have no idea what is inside, but we are inside the tunnel. We just think that everything is normal. Everything is going like a flow. When we exit the tunnel, that time only we understand that how much hard or suffering we were holding with us. So a story of the hunter can be best told by the lion. So here, Ramani Duravsala, the American clinical psychologist, is coming us with a new book, It's Not You. So what is narcissism? Actually, it is not a clinical disorder or a psychological disorder. Instead, it is an interpersonal maladaptive style, or in put it another way, it's a personality disorder. So traits like egocentrism, the grandiosity, like they feel they are special, shifting mask, they change the masks, entitled, they think they are entitled to be someone else, a need for dominance, a lack of empathy, the projection of shame. These are some of the examples of understanding narcissism. It is not same like arrogance, but this is something like a different version of that, and it is having its own traits. So narcissistic relationship cycle, it happened in at least four ways. First one, love bombing, or a showering of love. So you feel like you are in the heaven. Then that follows by devaluation and degradation. So they will be devaluing your value and degrade your efforts, and you will not understand what's happening. And third phase is discarding or rejecting. And sometime fourth phase also will stay, which is something like hovering or showing, or imagine like a helicopter is flying around you, or just to show their dominance, they will be surrounding you, showing their power and inevitability in your life. The effects of narcissism in phases. First, you have no idea what's happening. Then you try to question ourselves, or we try to question ourselves, what we are doing wrong in this relationship. Then further, it will be something like helplessness or hopelessness. Stay or leave, both can happen in that situation. Staying will happen with 3 R's. First of all, we'll regret about ourselves. We'll be ruminating, like thought loops, something like that. And another way is to have euphoric recall, or we try to remember the good moments and take that as a justification to stay in the relationship. So that effects of narcissism will happen in such phases on us. Who are the people who are most vulnerable to narcissists? First of all, the people with empathy, they are more vulnerable. And some people like rescuer, like they go and try to help anybody, such people also. Optimistic, like they think everything is good, which is not true. We should be more realistic. And forever forgiving is good, but that's not good for every purposes, every situation. Also, if you are born with a narcissistic parents, that also you are vulnerable to such things. Also, very happy families, that's also a threat, because they don't know, understand the other spectrum. Big transition in life. If you have a big transition happening, like job or whatever, that big transition will make us vulnerable to, will not have a bandwidth to understand this narcissism coming to our life. Rushed relationship, something like rushed relationship in a marriage, or that also is a vulnerability or to narcissism. So strategies for navigation through narcissism. First of all, we have to acknowledge the pain what we are having. It is us. There is a pain. Second thing, for sure, engage in therapy It can be self-therapy, therapy using specialists, all these things. Stay and accept your feelings and discomfort. That's important also. You have to understand that that is there, more realistic. And finally, another strategy is to journaling. When we write something, it's like we are pouring from our heart. So use that pen because it is mightier than the sword. So how to be more resistant to narcissism? First of all, you have to understand where these emotions is coming. Or put it simply, you have to understand the sympathetic nervous system which is affecting or which is trying to reacting to that narcissism. To heal that one or to manage sympathetic nervous system, we have to heal using the parasympathetic nervous system. We can access through, you know, hypnosis, therapy, and a lot of things. Then firewalling. Just put your firewall to just in front of narcissism and all. And gatekeeping, that's another thing. Just to make sure that such people not enter to the life. Resist the enablers. There are some people who are enabling the narcissism. Resist them. 12-month cleanse. Like if you are suffered from that much of narcissism, you can take that 12-month break. Embracing the solitude, be alone, enjoy that. Be mindful and be joyful as well. There are some of the strategies to be more resistant to narcissism. We are what we tell about ourselves, or we are a conclusion of the stories we tell about ourselves. So one solution is to rewrite the narrative we tell about ourselves. Instead of victimhood, focus on empowering oneself, understanding the influence, where it is started, how it is started, often start early in the life, usually this narcissism impact. So try to find that. Be authentic, separate oneself. You and your partner or whoever is in that narcissistic relation, they are not one. You are yourself, claim your autonomy. Revise the old narratives. You can identify it and revise such narratives. And forgiveness, don't forgive. I mean, forgiveness is not always appropriate. If you don't forgive, that will create some lessons and you can just use it to protect yourself. Thriving, something like deciding on yourself or make your decisions based on your needs and desire. Then finally, paying it forward. Something like you are using your experience to help others who is suffering from narcissism. So that are some of the strategies to rewrite the narrative. So that's the conclusion of the book. Until we come across with the next book, bye for now. Thank you.